Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Galatians chapter 3 presents the Christian with 2 crucial questions. First, did we receive the Spirit by faith or through law? Then, does God continue to supply the Spirit by faith or by the works of the law? How do we receive the Spirit? And is the receiving of the Spirit once for all, or do we need it continually? Receiving the supply of the Spirit is the focus of today's life study of the Bible with Witness Lee. Francis Ball is back with us today. Francis, this is a much misunderstood, even debated topic, it seems, among believers. Is there really anything, Francis, that can be more important to our going on in the Christian life?
No, absolutely not, because if we don't receive the Spirit, we don't have salvation, we don't have anything.
What about these 2 aspects, the past tense, did you receive the Spirit, and the present tense, does he supply the Spirit? Both of these tenses show up in Galatians 3.
Yes, Galatians 3 really does bring out these 2 tenses. What's in the past tense, when Paul asks these Galatian believers, did you receive the Spirit? Of course, they did receive the Spirit, because he's asking, how did they receive the Spirit? By what means? After that past tense question, he goes on to bring in another aspect when he says, you are supplied the Spirit. Even there's a bountiful supply to you, the Spirit. How does God do this? How does he bountifully supply us? Well, he does both. He both gave the Spirit whom they received when they believed, and also he continues to supply bountifully this same Spirit. So this, Chris, is an ongoing experience. It's not just one time. It is in the past tense. Praise the Lord. We got the Spirit when we received him. And we also continue to get the supply of the Spirit by continuing to receive him.
Francis, of the two, there's no doubt every believer has experienced the first one. I think the struggle for most of us is how to stay in this continual receiving of the Spirit that God is intent on supplying us. And that's really the help that we hope to receive from our program today.
That's a desperate need, Chris. If we don't know how to continue, we don't have the light in the fact that we are to continue receiving the bountiful supply of the Spirit, what we received initially will just kind of dissipate, and we'll not have the realization that the Spirit is really with us in our daily experience. So we do need a continual supply of the Spirit to us day by day.
And we really pray that this program is something that is going to help all of the listeners, including you and I, to receive this continual supply.
I'm looking forward to that.
And I am as well. Let's join Witness Lee with our life study message today.
In God's New Testament economy, what is crucial is that God supplies to us the Spirit and that we receive this Spirit. And the supplying is not once for all. It must be a continual matter. Why? Because in chapter 3, verse 5, says God is supplying to you the Spirit. God is. But in verse 2 of chapter 3, it says, did you receive? Past tense. You received the Spirit. And now God is supplying to you the Spirit. This indicates the supplying to us of the Spirit is not a matter once for all. It must be a continual matter. Both God's supplying to us of the Spirit and our receiving of Spirit all are by not works of law, but hearing of faith. But before faith came, we were guarded in the law, being shut up into the faith, which was about to be revealed. Then verse 25 says, but faith, having come, we are no longer under a tail conductor. Faith came versus law. You can even say there was a dispensation of law in the Old Testament, and now there is such a dispensation of faith in the New Testament. The dispensation of grace is also the dispensation of faith. Grace came, faith came. Faith came at the time when grace came. Two things came when Jesus Christ came. Christ came, grace came. Grace came, faith came. These three all came. What is the hearing of faith? If you are going to know what is faith, you have to know what is grace. These two refer to one thing. Grace is on God's side. Faith is on our side. The same thing on God's side, it is grace. And the same thing on our side, it is faith. Suppose you all were Mongolians. You never heard the gospel. You never heard God. You never heard Christ. You never heard the cross. You never heard salvation. You never heard redemption. You never heard the Spirit. You never heard the eternal life. You never heard anything from the Bible. I, as a heavenly missionary, come to you. Then I'm going to tell you how wonderful Jesus Christ is. Well, I'm speaking all this, you are hearing. This is the hearing of faith. All what I'm preaching here is grace. Grace on God's side. After my gospel preaching, spontaneously, something within you rises up. What it is, you begin to appreciate what you hear. Don't you? You begin to appreciate, oh, God is so good. Huh? God is so good. Oh, His Son Christ is so wonderful. You begin to appreciate all what you hear. What God is, what Christ did for you. What the gospel is, what is redemption, what is salvation, what is eternal life. Oh, what is the good blessing of the Holy Spirit. You just begin to appreciate. You tell me what it is. This is faith.
Francis, we have this marvelous expression in Galatians 3:2, and we do like it here, the hearing of faith. We've heard today that the coming of Christ was also the coming of faith and also the coming of grace. These three come together, and the way that we receive them is through the hearing of faith. What is this hearing of faith, Francis?
This is a most marvelous understanding or a most marvelous action, if you want to call it that, because the hearing of faith is the result of having the gospel of Jesus Christ presented to us. With this hearing of faith is receiving into us the word that's spoken to us. For example, many people are not aware of the details and even some of the main points of the gospel. The gospel is called the gospel of Christ. It's not the gospel of facts, it's not the gospel of teachings, it's not the gospel of doctrines, but it's the gospel of Christ. So the hearing of faith is to hear Christ spoken in the Word when the gospel is given. The speaking brings grace in Christ into us, and the result of that speaking or that hearing is the faith that rises up within us. So I feel like the hearing of faith is much more important than most people have realized. Many people think when they hear the gospel and they hear these facts, then they should assent to them and say, yes, that's true, I believe it, I believe I'm a sinner, I believe I need to be saved, and they believe the facts, but there's not the real hearing that comes from the grace and Christ himself being imparted to us, which results in a reaction within us, which is our faith. So faith is something that's brought into our being by the speaking of the gospel of Christ.
You know, that was such a, I thought, an appropriate description that Witness Lee gave in this section. This response, as you described it, may be experienced, or most likely is experienced, as our appreciation of Christ when we hear those words. It just seems to well up. And that welling up of affection, appreciation, gratitude, thankfulness to the Lord is really the manifestation of the faith that has been begotten in us, isn't it?
That is the fact. And I think this is our experience, too. If you hear the gospel preached in a living way and centered on the person of Christ and his work, something responds in you, which he called appreciation. And sure, that appreciation causes you to believe, causes you to call. It causes you to really turn so that you can receive the enjoyment of this wonderful person into you.
Well, we're going to continue look at this matter of the hearing of faith and another aspect in this coming section. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Subjectively speaking, faith is your believing in all these good, wonderful things. And objectively speaking, faith is also all these good things in which you believe. This is faith. Faith is both your believing, your believing act, and the good things in which you believe. And the good things in which you believe creates the faith within you. The more you hear these good things, the more these good things will stir up appreciation in you. And this appreciation spontaneously issues in you a kind of believing. Faith comes from the hearing of the Word. The Word is God. The Word is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The Word is the cross. The Word is redemption. The Word is salvation. The Word is forgiveness of sins. The Word is eternal life. The Word is the Spirit. And the Word is the precious God to be the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit. In other words, the Word is just the gospel. When Christ came, grace came, and at the same time, this faith came. This faith came. And the faith came to replace law. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, we are not workers of law. We all are hearers of such a wonderful faith. You know, what is Christian meeting? The Christian meeting all the time is a hearing meeting. We all know, if you are cut off from the hearing, you are just cut off from all the supply. Nearly 365 days, every morning, I take the same kind of breakfast, exactly the same, and I'm not tired of it. I shouldn't say, oh, I sure know every breakfast what is there. I don't need to go to the breakfast table. Okay, sometimes I don't go to the breakfast table. I really have a fast, not a break of fast. I should have to fast. I have to suffer the hunger. For me to be supplied with some food every morning, I am not tired of taking the same kind of breakfast. Coming to the meeting again, again, you may just hear the same thing. You get the supply. You get the supply. The Spirit has been given to us, but still we need the continual supply.
Francis, faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the Word. We've just heard that there are two aspects of faith. objective faith, which is outside of us, and subjective faith within. This possibly or likely even is a new concept to many people hearing this program today. What's the difference between the outward objective faith and the inward subjective faith?
These two aspects of faith are really important for us to realize. Otherwise, we would just depend on ourselves to have enough desire, intelligence, and faith within our own ability. But that's not the way faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing is the hearing of the Word. And the Word that's spoken is the objective faith. It means the things that we believe in are objective to us. But when they're spoken to us, something within us rises up to say, Amen, or to say, I believe it, or to say, just within you, I appreciate it, or to say, Lord, you're so good. This is all the subjective faith. However you express it, this is a subjective faith that comes out of hearing the objective truth. So objectively, faith is brought to us in grace by preaching. And by hearing, this becomes our subjective faith, our believing.
Francis, in Jude 3, we're exhorted to contend for the faith. Which of these two aspects does this verse refer to?
There, we're talking about the objective aspect, because it's the things in which we believe. That's what we contend for. If you say, well, I believe in the Lord Jesus, and I received him as a young person, and I didn't have much enjoyment till maybe some time passed by before I realized what had really happened to me. That's your subjective faith. But the faith that you contend for is the objective faith, the truth, what the Bible says.
Francis, let's go back to Witness Lee as we pick up this final section today, and it's going to help us very much, I think, get further into the matter of the hearing of faith that we've been talking about through the whole program today.
We are meeting to do what? To hear. We are meeting to hear. Day after day, we come together to hear. To hear what? Now you know. To hear what? To hear faith. And what is faith? Faith is just appreciation of God's grace. Faith is just the receiving of God's grace. Faith is just the accepting of God's grace. Faith is just the joining to God's grace. Faith is just to partake of God's grace. Faith is just enjoy God's grace. And what is God's grace? That is just our triune God. He himself processed to be our enjoyment. Poor Galatians, you are altogether wrong. God doesn't want you to be workers of law. God wants you to be hearers of his grace. After you hear his grace, this grace will spontaneously become your faith. So, before faith came, law was here to hold us, to retain us. But now faith came. Faith came. We don't need the law. We don't need the law. With the law, there was no enjoyment. With the law, there was no grace. But here, with faith, a lot of enjoyment. With faith, a lot of grace. So here we are with the hearing of faith. And by hearing of faith, we have received the Spirit. And by hearing of faith, our God is continually supplying to us the very all-inclusive Spirit. The depth of this book is to tell you God's New Testament economy is not to have you a keeper of the law, working so much by your fleshly endeavor to make some accomplishment in the law. This is absolutely wrong. the Judaizers were altogether off. No proper Christians, no genuine believers in Christ should be attracted or distracted by this kind of foolish activity. But the New Testament economy of God is to make us a hearer of faith. And this faith is just the reflection of the all-inclusive God processed to be our grace. What is faith? Faith is just reflection. Just a reflection of the all-inclusive God processed to be our all-inclusive grace. Faith is just a reflection of that grace. What God wants is that we all become a hearer, a constant hearer, a continual hearer of such a reflecting faith, a faith that reflects the grace. And this grace is nothing less than the triune God in the person of the Father, in the person of the Son, and in the person of the Spirit to be our life, our everything, that we may enjoy Him in the fullest way, and that we and He in a way always become a universal, infinite, eternal entity to express His marvelous divinity. This is the revelation of this book.
Francis, we've really been seeing faith and different aspects of faith today. This matter of faith coming by hearing the word of Christ is really helpful for us, because I think most Christians struggle at some time or other in their life with the matter of faith. What about this aspect of the hearing that we receive in our gatherings, in the coming together of Christians? How important is this?
You know, Chris, I really appreciate so much how Witness Lee has brought out these aspects and the actual action of faith, how it's produced in us, how it comes to be. If we realize that, we will realize that this is something ongoing for our benefit. And it's difficult to get adequate speaking just by talking to yourself.
That's right.
When you come to a group of Christians, even small gatherings of Christians, and the word is spoken, the gospel is preached, and the truth of the Bible is opened up to us, something is happening inside, and we're receiving an abounding supply of grace, which is really in us, faith. So the faith is constantly being supplied to us by the Spirit who indwells us and by the speaking of the Word to us. So people should not miss the meetings of the church, because when they come to the church, they have an opportunity to hear. And you may think, well, every time I go, I hear the same thing over and over again. If that's the case, then you need to meet with some more Christians. Get with some more Christians that speak the things that are in the Word, not just the public considerations about labor problems and about difficulties in society, but speaking the word is what puts faith into people. I think the biggest problem we have today is that many people spend so many days without receiving the word. So we need to meet together often in groups of Christians to fellowship, to speak the things to one another, not depend on somebody else to just supply us all the time in their way, but to really get into it and speak to one another face-to-face, like we're doing here today.
Exactly. And I think that we both can testify of our own experience through the years. This is really how Christ, for the most part, comes to us. He doesn't, at least for me, Francis, appear in a magical or mystical vision. But faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. It's in that spoken word of Christ that He really appears, isn't it?
That's not only the truth that's opened up in Galatians, but that's the fact that's opened up in our experience. This is the way we can continually receive a bountiful supply of the Spirit.
Well, Francis, I really appreciate our fellowship. I appreciate the message we heard from Witness Lee and the chance to fellowship about it together. It's been a real enjoyment today.
Yes, it has been. Thank you very much.
I want to point out that we do have the Life Study messages in their printed form. We certainly encourage you to contact us to find out about receiving them. For Francis Ball today, I'm Chris Wild, and thank you for listening.